In that context, does black artist mean literally black artist? Or to some Americans, does it mean also representing on behalf of civil rights or related issues or political hip hop?
Political Hip Hop is a listener-supported podcast. We appreciate all monthly donations. Follow the donation link on your streaming platform to donate. All books written by me, available on Amazon.com, or DM me at Tyrone Motif for your autographed copy.
Welcome, welcome, people. This is Political Hip Hop, American politics and the hip hop culture. I am your host, Tyrone Motif.
Was goody. Welcome back to another one. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. Please subscribe to the channel. Please hit that notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. I know I'm a little ashy and fresh out the showers early in the morning. I don't want to hear shit in the comments. But Young Pharaoh, you fucking bugging, my nigga. You fucking bugging. You've been out here scamming. All these black motherfuckers on YouTube been on your ass about that motherfucking money. Now you acting stupid. Really about to fuck your life up. All you had to do was do the right thing by these people, get them their fucking money back from that bogus ass fucking lawsuit, if that's what the fuck it was. Nah, but a little tender dick punk motherfucker like you done cracked under pressure. You done blew through the money. Now you trying to divert, creating all type of other bullshit to take the attention off your scamming ass. But you making your life worse. You destroying your life, bro. Live on TV. You's a fucking bozo. Yo, you remind me of fucking Joe Exotic, you heard? Joe Exotic did the most stupidest shit in the world in front of the camera with his own personal camera crew and ain't think he wasn't gonna catch a Fed case. That's you, Young Pharaoh.
She asked, what's more cuter than her pretty face? I replied, financial independence, baby. Achieving financial freedom is my mission, baby. How to get money, how to get rich, how to save money without flipping the brick. I went legit, handled my biz until I started one. Black-owned from the start jump, because a black-owned business is how the God come. How to find love and know. How to find hope and go. Mental health versus self-help motivational quotes. After heartbreak, after divorce, after prison, after becoming a boss, I follow my heart. Show and prove just how smart. How far we could go without falling apart. Thanks. How we argue, yet grow in the dark. Like seamlessly hopeless dreams, yet my Beyonce fiance gotta be single but not for the streets. And my heart together financially free. And I'm a 90s hip hop baby. She 90s R&B, we both hip hop crazy. And the only reality TV is you having my baby.
Facts, though. Facts on top of facts. Nah, that ain't the only reality TV. This fucking Young Gyro reality TV self-destruction community stealing fake Hotep Malcolm X Brother Polite, Umar Johnson type nigga. Bro. You fucking your life up, bro. Your life is just like you. fucking worthless. He's a piece of shit, bro. Allegedly, it is my opinion. In the words of Kwame Brown, I think I snapped. Oh, shit. I think I snapped. In my mind, you's a piece of shit, bro. You a disgrace to the conscious community. You running around attaching yourself to women that's dealing with a lifestyle the average black motherfucker in the ghetto is intimidated by. Maybe they're not on that spiritual level as those black queens. Maybe they don't hold the intellect those black queens have. Maybe those black queens stand firm in their beliefs. Their customary way of learning, teaching, discovering new things in life. Most young black ghetto niggas is intimidated by those type of women. That's why you find those type of Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill type women, a lot of them is single because they ain't with the fuck shit. They ain't dealing with no half-ass nigga. They ain't allowing you amongst them living half-ass, living disaccording to the shit that come out of your mouth or the things y'all say y'all believe in. Everything you doing is disaccording to our movement, our lifestyle, the things we are on YouTube preaching. If we can't live up to those things physically, if we can't be transparent, if we can't or don't want to be held accountable, then we shouldn't be playing in these YouTube conscious streets. You playing with the lives, the minds, the emotions of black people. You shot at your baby mama house, bro. You are bugging, bro. You shot at your baby mom's crib. All to take the focus off the bullshit in your life that's been going on, that you've been being called out on. I don't miss a beat, nigga. I don't miss a beat. I don't miss a beat. I'm pulling up in every live chat when it comes to this fuck shit. I'm pulling up because it's suckers like you that's destroying the black community, that's tearing down our black queens. Our black queens ain't got a chance when it comes to suckers like you. When they cross paths with a real nigga like me, we got to work double, triple time, bro. Just to prove ourselves. Just to show her I'm not him. Hardworking niggas that's really out here maintaining their responsibilities. Niggas that's really putting their money where their mouth is. Niggas that's really giving back to the community, really doing the work. Sucking niggas like you make it hard for niggas like me. You know the type of shit I gotta go through to show a good woman I'm not the type of nigga you are? Fuck out of here. After she done dealt with so many niggas like you, you deserve to go to jail, B. You deserve to be in handcuffs right the fuck now. And I don't wish jail on nobody, nigga. I take that back. You harming babies. You harming women. You harming the elderly. Fuck you, die slow. Burn slow, turn a barbecue. Pharaoh, you's a foul nigga, B. You's a foul nigga, B. You make it hard for niggas like me, B. Like me, B. You make it hard for niggas like me, B. Fuck out of here. You's a fucking bozo. Let me get up out of here. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please, please give this video a thumbs up. Peace. Nah, wait. Should I stop it? Or should I keep? Yeah, I'm gonna fucking stop this shit. And I'm gonna come right back and continue smoking this motherfucking boots, you bitch ass nigga. You ain't worthy of no motherfucking long goddamn video, nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga. 10 minutes, nigga. That's all you get, nigga. 10 fucking minutes of video, you bitch ass nigga. I'm gone.
This was Political Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.